The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman having 10 coins and losing one would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Then he said, "A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me.' So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, 'How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead
and has come to life again. He was lost
and has been found. Brothers and sisters, the gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. We just heard a very powerful gospel, strong message that can shake our life, very powerful that can even change our minds and our ways. It is the gospel. All the three parables are the parables of God's mercy, of God's compassion, of God's extravagant love for all of us. Bishop Barron calls it pazzo di amore, or the crazy love of God for us. He is crazily in love with us that he seeks out to look for us, to find us, to search for us. And we can see all this in these three parables of God's mercy. First is the lost sheep. And Jesus said, who among you with 100 sheep and lost one would leave 99 and look for the one who has strayed? It is a story of risking life, even the 99 sheep who are righteous. The shepherd seeks out the lost sheep, and upon finding him, he placed it on his shoulder and rejoiced because he found the lost sheep. And Jesus says, heaven rejoices, all the angels rejoices over one sinner who repents, over one person who would come back to God. It's a beautiful story that can make us realize how important we are, how important we are to God. My dear brothers and sisters, God's love and God's mercy is limitless. It extends to everybody. And how God finds us? He finds us in three different ways. First, he risks his life. Like the lost sheep wanders around. God seeks out this lost sheep. Wherever he goes there to bring him back to the fold. Just like us, sometimes we run away from God. Sometimes we are stray away in this world. We do not know where to go. But God goes out there, looks for us, searches for us to find us and bring us back. The parable of the lost coin, for example, when there are 10 coins, this woman looks for his coin. And upon finding the lost coin, he would ask his neighbor, hey, come with me. Let us celebrate because I have found my coin. In today's world, when somebody does that, are you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? You found a coin and you celebrate. Hey, let us have a big party. I have found a penny under my bed. So that is God's love for us. Even one sinner who repents and comes back, even one person whom God seeks out and finds the person, heaven celebrates because that is how important its soul to God. Now, the third parable, which has been haunting us since the beginning of time, the beautiful story of a prodigal son who has asked his father of his property and share and squandered them all in the far distant country. It is a story of rebellion. It is a story of redemption. It is a story of forgiveness. It is a story of God's unlimited and limitless love for all of us. Do we recognize that love of God for us? When we became like the prodigal son who goes out and don't care about anything and do our own ways, not listening to God at all. And then we come to our senses. I've done a lot of things. I've done bad things. I've done things that I'm not proud of. I've done the most unacceptable, you know, thing in this world. I have to go back. I have to come back to God. I have to come back to the fold. I have to come back to my faith. And that is what the son did. He went back to God. And you know what the father did? He was there waiting for the son for many, many years. He looks out every day, every single day. Looks out the horizon at the breaking of the day. Maybe there's a silhouette come down from that distant place and his son is coming back. He waits there. Maybe after breakfast, he comes back again by the porch and waits for his son to come back. Maybe after lunch, he would come back to the porch and wait for his son to come back. Finally, he sees the son. He sees even the shadow of the son. He runs off and meets the son and embraced him, hug him. And you know what's the crazy about this story that really leaves an imprint in our soul? When the son, before he came back to his father, he rehearsed the words that he would say. You know, he said to himself, when I go and see my father, I would say, Father, I am no longer deserve to be your son. Treat me to treat me like you treat your hired servants. He rehearsed that on his way back. And finally, he finds his father. And he said only the first part of the words that he rehearsed. His father cut him off. He didn't want to say, his son to say, treat me as one of your servants. His father says, you know, he cuts him off. Come on, bring the fattened calf and slaughter it, because this son of mine was dead and now has come back to life. What a beautiful message. What a great love of a father for his son. What a great love of God for all of us, who, when we realize that we have sinned and wronged, when we realize that we are, you know, we have do all kinds of stuff that we are not proud of, and we come to our senses and come back to God, God accepts us with an open arms and embraces, you know, and the heaven celebrates when we return to Him. Now, the most interesting part of our spiritual life, of our life, you know, and relationship with God. When we come back to Him, fully realized all that we have done and God's love for all of us. Imagine what's life of the prodigal son and the life of the older brother the next day after the party, after everything that the father has welcomed them. Would it be different? Would it be the same? No. It is different. It would change the life of the prodigal son. It would change the life of the older brother who resented about this party, who complained about what the father has done. It changed life. It is a new life for them. And imagine the reparation that the younger brother, the prodigal son, would do. You know, he would, you know, would not be, he would be different. He would not be the same again. And so also with us, when we repent and come back to God, and we realize all our former ways of life, we do everything to make reparations of sins. We do everything to change our ways because we know that we are loved by God. We know that we are special and precious in God's eyes. And that's how new life of conversion comes in our own very life. Saint Paul tells us in today's second reading that he was a persecutor. He was bad. He goes out and kills Christians. But he was changed. He was converted. He was changed by Christ, and he was never the same again. Let us ask ourselves, how much God loves us, how much he desires for us to come to him, how much he seeks us out, how much he searches for us and finds us and rejoices when he finds us and come back to him. Let us embrace this loving Father. Let us thank the Lord for loving us endlessly and limitlessly. Let us entrust our life to him, knowing that he loves us so much. He graciously loves us. Pazzo di amore, crazy love of God for all of us.